This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
What is up, everybody? Happy, happy Friday. Of course, we are here in the best room and community and clubhouse, the Breakfast with Champions, for David Meltzer's Power Hour. As David mentioned, today's topic is going to be the takeaway of the month. So as you have your takeaways ready to rock and roll to be able to share with this abundant community, please use the hand icon in the lower right-hand corner of you, of the screen to request to join the stage, and we will, of course, aim to bring you up. Just as a note, if you are already currently on stage, if you can please put a note in the room chat so we can make sure that we prioritize everybody effectively, that would be greatly, greatly appreciated. And before we get rocking and rolling with these takeaways, let's make sure that we continue to share the room with all of our friends, family, colleagues, anybody that we believe would benefit from this incredible conversation. And of course, as a reminder, not only if you would like to share some additional takeaways with David, but if you'd like to get a copy of his book, which he's more than happy to send you a copy, sign a copy, and even pay for shipping, or if you would like to join him in any of his upcoming cities, of course, tomorrow morning in Salt Lake City for Limitless with Ed Mylett, Jim Quick, David Goggins, and many, many more. On Monday in Las Vegas for a VIP dinner with Forrest Griffin and Flex Lewis and many more. Or, of course, the following week in Oregon as he's going to be speaking to the Oregon football team as they get ready for another big playoff push this upcoming year. Or even the following week after that, we have New York City, Atlanta, and, of course, rounding things out on Friday the 17th with Aspire Miami. So if you would like to join David in any of those cities, not only can you email him, david@dmeltzer.com, but you can also join his text community, which will give you the reminders on where he is going to be. And of course, that text community is just 949-298-2905. And those, of course, can be found in the room chat as well. Now let's get this party rocking and rolling. I know we have the one and only Ron Tenari, who is patiently waiting. So Ron, it is always great to see you. Happy, happy Friday. Feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway of the month.
Good morning. I didn't expect to be first. I was just pulling over. Thank you, Nick. How are you? Hey, Coach, how are you, buddy?
I am doing well, very well.
So my takeaway of the week is, again, being persistent and looking for the opportunities. And then when you find them, actually, you know, chasing them down and tackling them. And, Coach, you've opened up a few doors. April has been a breakthrough month for me. And it's all because of you. But also because I'm understanding to have more of an open mind and find things where I can help my community and, you know, find the help also. So again, just being more persistent and consistent and finding those opportunities. So that's my takeaway. And I love you, Coach.
I love you too. And, it's amazing because my last takeaway, what resonated with me the most, was the idea of being annoying to myself. And it encompasses two things. One, to be repetitive, to actually be consistent in the pursuit of the systems that create the outcomes aligned with my divine direction, my divine time, the outcomes that I want or better, and within the context of being consistent, lies being honest with ourselves. And these are the two things that are the most annoying things to self and to others, is to be honest with ourselves and to be consistent every day, repetitive. We all know, even as parents, if we're repetitive with our kids and honest with them, it annoys them, but it especially annoys ourselves. One of the things I've learned about being honest with ourselves beyond being annoying is that there is a reaction to the honesty with self. And that reaction is detrimental. It's interfering with the divine direction, with the divine time, with our trajectory, with where we want to be, the outcomes, the results, the opportunities and options that we want, or better. And that is that when we are honest with ourselves, we're hard on ourselves. And so the reaction to the fear of honesty is that we then get defenses of self, and then we become hard on ourselves. And that is that self-talk that diminishes our capacity, interferes with our light. interferes with our inspiration. It causes us to do, say, think, feel, and believe the wrong things. And if we look in the context of good and bad, Ron, and that repetition that's so annoying, if we look in the context of good and bad, good is simply that which is in the divine direction, in the trajectory, in the direction towards the results that we want, the consequences, coincidences, the outcomes that we want, and bad is that which interferes with it. And so within the reconciliation of being annoying to ourselves, of being repetitive and consistent, but also being honest with ourselves, we have to know that there is a reaction that diminishes our capacity, that interferes with our inspiration, that we can consider bad because it is not the divine direction or the divine time. And so I want you to remember that, everyone, because I think it is a key takeaway that resonates with so many people, to be consistent and annoying, to be honest with yourself and work on not being hard on yourself when you are repetitive and honest with yourself. All right, Nick of Time, who would you like to give a takeaway to next?
Absolutely. And I have to, I'm kicking myself a little bit in the sense that I did not pass it over to the man of the hour himself to share his takeaway to kick us off. So David, I'm actually going to pass it over to you, and then we will go back live on Clubhouse to our community.
Oh, well, I am ready. That's all right. I heard a great takeaway. Takeaways to me, like I said, I want to remember and remind that we should always capture anything that resonates with me. And so there's too many pieces, nuggets, ideas that are communicated every day. And the ones that I write down are the ones that resonate with me. Also knowing that just because my intuition tells me that this is important, it doesn't mean it's important now. It just means to elevate my awareness and copy and capture it in order to remember, remind, and recollect it when it is pertinent. Because intuition is a higher intelligence that knows no time. It lives in the intimate, in the infinite time zone. So the one that my takeaway that resonated most with me is, a rut is a coffin with the ends kicked out. So if you consider when you're stuck and in a rut, it's simply a coffin with the ends kicked out. You're just waiting to live in a tube, food in and food out. And so remember, if you want to live your life in a coffin with the ends kicked out, then live in a rut. Go ahead and realize that you are capable of expanding, of developing the skills, of developing the knowledge of who and what, and increasing and expanding your desire in order to facilitate a greater good for yourself, a divine direction in the divine time of where you want to be or better. And it takes that radical humility to not only ascertain when we're in a rut, but to not live in a coffin with the ends kicked out, or to live like a tube, food in and food out. I'm going to return the favor to you, Nick. And I was wondering, before you call someone else up, what's your takeaway?
Absolutely. And my takeaway this month is a little bit of a reminder. And that is the reminder that we are all blessed with abundance of more than enough of everything for everyone. Whether it's what you're seeking for or whether it's what you allow to flow through you, there is a source much greater than all of us that loves you more than your mom. And that definitely not only promotes and protects you, but blesses you with that abundance. Whether it's when, it's always a great reminder for me in moments that you feel like you're overwhelmed, to take a step back and say, you know, we are blessed with abundance in this moment, right? And some people that not only, you know, may not have that belief in abundance, right, but may never even get to a point to be in the flow of abundance, right, to give it that meaning of appreciation rather than the feeling of overwhelm or doubt or any of those self-limiting beliefs. So my takeaway for the month is being blessed with abundance as a reminder.
One of my favorites, and I am glad to hear that you are retaining some of the great insights that we hear at our dinners, trainings, meetups, holding court. All the different speeches that we give and content that we provide are based off of that idea of a world of more than enough of everything, being protected, promoted, loved by something bigger than you, an omniscient, all-powerful, abundant, infinite system that we all belong to. And within that context, we have to remember the more we give, the the more we're given. So utilize gratitude, that appreciation of the differences, in order to elevate your awareness of all that you're given, and make sure that you're comfortable and confident in your faith to receive all that you're given. And even more importantly, with that comfort and confidence, ask for more. If you want to live in abundance, then you have to have faith and wisdom of more than enough. So give more, you'll be given more. Receive more, ask for more than more, give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, and ask for more than more than more. And you see that you don't have to live in a zero-sum game and end up at zero, that you can live in a world of more than enough of everything for everyone and end up with more than enough for everyone. Awesome, Nick. It is always back to you. Why don't you reset the room as the first quarter is over, and we're looking forward to the second quarter of takeaways of the month. Looking forward to people joining us, hopefully tomorrow at Limitless. I know G Lundy's going to be there. We have got something prepared, a Limitless Mind speech that I'm going to give. So I think I'm right after Ed Mylett and right before Donald Trump Jr., but Jimmy Quick will be after that. And of course, David Goggins. I think Lewis House is interviewing Goggins at the end of the day. Danny Fleischman, The Muscle. I don't even know all the great people that'll be there, but come and join us at the Delta Center. There'll be thousands of people creating a collective consciousness, elevating the awareness of all that they're given. You should join us, please, back to Vegas on Monday. So if you want to join us, be my guest. I'd love to have you as my guest to a VIP dinner at Capitol Grill on Monday. So reach out to us, david@dmeltzer.com. And then the cities keep on coming. New York, Atlanta, Miami, back to New York, LA. We have a mastermind at SoFi as well in Oregon, doing meetups and holding court in Oregon, as well as I get the opportunity to speak to the incredible Oregon Duck football team, visiting Nike for a tour as well. Just join us. Email me. We'd love to have you be a part and part soul of our community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. Email me directly. I'll answer you. David@dmeltzer.com. David@dmeltzer.com. All right, Nick, who's the next takeaway of the day?
Yep. And just a quick reset of the room here. As David mentioned, we are moving into the second quarter of David Meltzer's Power Hour. Of course, today's topic is the takeaway of the month. So as you have your takeaways ready to share, and if you are here on Clubhouse, feel free, use that hand icon in the lower right-hand corner of the screen, and of course, we will aim to bring you up. And as David mentioned, with all the incredible VIP dinners, meetups, holding courts, speeches, the whole nine, make sure to reach out to him to not only get the schedule, but of course, his guides and exercises, and even a free copy of his book. Once again, just email David directly, david@dmeltzer.com, or make sure to join that text community so you get the reminders on where David's going to be, which is 949-298-2905. Now, with that said, David, let's keep this train rocking and rolling. We got Brent, who is ready to rock and roll. Brent, it's always great to see you. Happy Friday. We appreciate you showing up as always. Feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway of the month.
Happy Friday, Nick. Happy Friday, Clubhouse. Happy Friday, David Meltzer. Thank you very, very much. April was a crazy month. Got a chance to, you know, meet Glenn Lundy at the Zone of Genius. I didn't realize that someone actually had more kids than I do. So that was pretty incredible. Ran into your daughter, Marissa, always a pleasure. Ron, and just so many cool people this month. But my takeaway is, you know, all in all, the month was actually kind of crappy. And, you know, I didn't hit my goals. I was just feeling down in the dumps. And my takeaway happened yesterday. A client I met with, he was going to leave my services. And I was like, oh, my God, like, what the hell's happening here? And we got on a meeting and he looked at me. He's like, whoa, what the hell's wrong with you? Like, he just saw something in my face. You know, I was so outcome driven this month, David, that I lost track of the trajectory and the presence that we all need to have. I just lost it. I totally freaking lost it, man. And he recognized it. And the meeting turned into like him kind of coaching me. And he ended up staying on in my services too, which was incredible. But the takeaway of the month is don't be outcome driven. Be living in the moment. And you know, it took up all up till yesterday to realize that, you know what, this month was actually not that bad. It was not that bad. I was fulfilling a lot of my purpose. I just didn't hit numbers. I didn't hit these artificial freaking goals that we all, like, you know, strive to hit. So my takeaway is don't be outcome driven. And I'm excited to be part of this community. I'm excited to just continually work on myself with this great community. So thank you, David. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you.
I appreciate it as well. And I think it's interesting because people have sometimes a misconception about outcomes, goals, objectives. And I think we can be outcome driven as long as it's driven by the processes, the behaviors, the good behaviors aligned in a divine direction. So driven in a divine direction towards outcomes that you're incapable of understanding. And the missing component in the analysis of why you can look backwards and say, oh, this month wasn't that bad, or you can look and say this month was incredible, even though those artificial emotional attachments to the outcome didn't exist. Every single day is amazing. You're blessed. It's a miracle. Like I said, it's a 1 in 1 trillion chance you're even here, and you're 1 in 8 billion people. You're 1 in 8 billion. You are a miracle by yourself. And to be driven to create processes to accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially your divine direction requires one piece of faith or element that so many people don't take into consideration. And that is divine time. That you don't live in divine time. You live in a 24-hour period. And that 24 hours is guaranteed to all of us on Earth every single day of your life, except for, of course, the last day, which you'll be cheated either minutes or hours. It's not able, or we're not capable of understanding how many minutes or hours will be cheated the last day. But in the context of how am I going to utilize my 24 hours each day in the divine direction, understanding that I'm not capable of understanding or knowing outcomes. Therefore, I have to utilize faith to live in divine time. And so I do my best. I learn lessons. I have fun each day. I'm productive. I'm accessible and gracious each day. And I utilize not only divine time in the divine direction, but the 24 hours that I'm given every day in order to effectuate that driven processes of divine direction towards what I want, or better, not limiting my own self-image, not limiting my outcomes, consequences, or coincidences, not limiting the results that I want, but instead simply imagining that it's or better with everything, or more with everything. So I want to power over 1 billion people to be happy. I want to power over 1 billion people to be happy by teaching them to make more money, help more people, have more fun. And in the context of divine direction, if you don't have true faith, then you will not be able to reconcile that driven divine direction with the divine time that it takes to give you the consequences, results, and outcomes, or better. And Brent, it's a great illustration that you have given us with that takeaway, not to attach our emotions to outcome, but to live in divine direction, or better, and divine time. Thank you so much. I'm glad that you're circulating in the neighborhood with the neighbors at the same frequency as you. Remember, your frequency is your neighborhood. You will aggregate, attract, and accelerate that audience, community of people that are here to help you and know people to help you. All right, Nick, let's bring up the next amazing takeaway. Thank you, Brett.
Thank you, David, very much. Thank you, Nick.
Awesome. Let's keep this train rocking and rolling. I know Judith has been patiently waiting. So thanks so much for your patience, Judith. We are ready for your takeaway of the month. So feel free to unmute yourself and share away.
Good morning, Nick. Good morning, David. It's great to be back online and participating again today. My takeaway for the first month of the second quarter was I'm a new entrepreneur and I've only been in business 4 months. And I do non-emergency medical transport here in Illinois. And I actually hired 2 new employees and have people working with me. So it's been fantastic and a wonderful journey. And I want you to know that during the interview process, I was more interested than interest. I was more interested than interesting. So thank you, David, for all that you share with us.
Yes, be more interested than interesting. You know, it's so nice that people are getting how important it is to find the light, the love, and the lessons, and listen for the intelligence in the variety of different elevated awarenesses of that intelligence, whether it be logic, intuition, or inspiration. All three are different forms of intelligence, but they're not activated in the conscious, subconscious, or unconscious unless you are seeking or listening for, or in other words, being more interested than interesting. And I want that message to be reverberated as it is and expounded and expanded upon. And more people are inspiring me by telling me how interested they are and how it's working in their life to live in the light, the love, and the lessons, in the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious intelligence of logic and intuition and inspiration. And Judith, I appreciate you so much and the ability to empower others with that light, love, and lessons, which liberates them to shine their light, love, and lessons as well. So thank you so much. What a great takeaway. One in which cannot be repeated as much. I can't be annoying enough with the truth about being interested. And of course, the truth about being repetitive about being interested. I always said I want to do a marketing campaign instead of the world's most interesting man. I'd love to do a commercial about the world's most interested man, listening for how he could be of service or value to all. Thank you, Judith. I appreciate you. We're going to hand it back to the Nick of Time. We could call him the Nick of Divine Time. He's the divine young man who's changing so many lives. Nick, go ahead. Reset the room. I think we're about halfway there. So go ahead and give us a little bit of takeaways for the days.
Absolutely. We'll do a quick reset of the room here. As David mentioned, we are almost here at halftime. So let's keep these beautiful takeaways going. If you are sitting in the audience and have a takeaway to share, make sure to use that hand icon in the lower right-hand corner of your screen to request to join the stage. And I appreciate everybody that's currently on stage that have been blowing up the chat with requests. And of course, we are still moving and grooving and working through each and every takeaway as quickly as possible, but appreciate the abundance of requests. As a reminder, David has an incredible schedule coming up, whether it is tomorrow in Salt Lake City with Ed Mylett and Jim Quick and David Goggins for Limitless, whether it's on Monday with Flex Lewis and Forrest Griffin for a VIP dinner in Las Vegas, or the following week where he'll be holding court, doing a meetup and speaking to the Oregon Ducks football team, or of course, even the week after that. We have New York City, we have Atlanta and Miami, and of course, then rounding out the month with a mastermind at SoFi Stadium. Yes, SoFi Stadium, the $5.5 billion most beautiful stadium in the world in Los Angeles for a mastermind. And of course, rounding things out back in New York City with another VIP dinner. If you would like to join David, or even just need all of those dates and cities codified, I know I do. Make sure to email David directly, david@dmeltzer.com. And of course, you can always join his text community to get the reminders on where David is going to be as well. And that text community is 949-298-2905. And both of those can be found in the room chat. Now, David, I do have one of our good friends that is here. Guess who's back? Back again. Jimmy's back. Tell a friend. Jimmy, go ahead and unmute yourself and share your takeaway of the month, brother. Great to see you.
Nick of Time, David Meltzer. Good morning, my friends. How are you guys?
I'm going to call him Nick of Rhyme.
Hey, man, it's so good to see you guys. Looks like you guys are crushing it in Vegas yesterday. My takeaway for the month, David, is something you preach all the time about being protected and promoted. And I found myself this month certain times looking at opportunities of others and feeling either left out, or that's a stage I want to be on, or trying to force certain things. And I kept going back to your idea of vibration and realizing that something just popped up a couple weeks ago, an opportunity that popped up that I wouldn't have been able to say yes to had I had a busy speaking schedule right now. And so instead of being frustrated with the season I was in, it was being reminded that I'm being protected and promoted for opportunities that are just specifically for me. And it was just a great reminder. And I just want to say thank you, because having your coaching and that perspective in my head of, okay, if instead of trying to force something to happen, to just wait and know, to be due diligent in what we're doing on a daily basis and know that the right thing is coming because we're constantly being promoted and protected. So that's my takeaway for the month.
It's one of my favorite, because it requires wisdom and faith in order to effectuate. And it is a test of our faith. When in the context of what we see as shortages, voids, obstacles, mistakes, when we get into the reaction of fear, a need to be offended or a need to be less than or inferior or superior or separate from any opportunity, to understand that we're guided and protected and promoted in divine time and divine direction. And the more you lean into that, when other people don't include you, or you don't show up, or other people don't like you, or they don't love you, or they may even attack you, judge you, or put conditions on you, lie about you, cheat you, manipulate you, steal from you. That, as bad as that all sounds, you are protected and promoted. And remember, when people don't like you, people that like them won't necessarily like or not like you. But if they don't like you because of what somebody else is saying, whether it's true or false, then you're protected by that, because you won't have to encounter them, and you won't have them bleed you the way that others may or may not, determined upon the relativity association of the conversation. I can't think of one incident, one activity in your life, Jimmy, or mine, that when I look back upon it, cannot be given the meaning of protection, promotion, and love. As horrendous as it is, as long as we live in the divine direction in divine time with wisdom and faith as our own tools to shorten the distance of resistance that we create by the participation in that perception, why participate in the perception of punishment when you could participate in the perception of protection, promotion, and love? That is where we want to play. That is where you're playing every day. And the more that we can inspire others with participating in the perception of protection and promotion and love, the better we all will be in that infinite unified system that we all belong to. Jimmy, you're always welcome to step on any stage with me. We'll be on plenty of them. We'd love to see you, give you an opportunity to share that amazing storytelling skill set and effort and development that you have shared with so many. One of the greatest storytellers I know, Jimmy Nelson, thanks for joining us. And I'll give it back to the Nick of Rhyme.
Thanks, David.
Appreciate you always, Jimmy. It's great to see you. And I know we'll be you will be in Southern California next week. So we got to make sure that we are getting together. So let's make sure we get that coordinated. But I want to keep things rock and rolling here on Clubhouse. We have Eric here, who has been patiently waiting with his takeaway of the month. So, Eric, it's great to see you. Happy Friday, as always. Feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway.
Hey, Nick. Hey, Dave. My takeaway is that I looked at the vision board that I made about a year and a half ago, and I'm nearly completed almost all of those things. I'm closing on a house right now today, and that was the one thing that was really kind of frustrating me. It's very difficult to obtain. And Dave, thanks for chatting with me on the phone last week about it. But looking back, reflecting on this month particularly, is that the exponential growth that's happened in my life, thanks to Dave and the community that surrounds you and all of the relationships that I've developed through that, just the exponential growth in this little amount of time that I've connected with this family. So I just want to say thank you to all of you, and that to the people that are listening, it's never too late to write a screenplay to your life. And I highly recommend a vision board. It's been extremely helpful. And now my biggest problem is I have to recreate it for the next level. That's all.
Oh, it's beautiful. And one of the things that I've learned about those vision boards is we work through them as a guidepost to that divine direction, and allowing the divine time is to look at each of the items that we illustrate on our vision board and add to it for the sake of what? If we want to accelerate our vision, we should always ask ourselves to help counteract human nature or the reaction to fear, which is a part and parcel of human nature, for the sake of what? So when I look at that house on there and I might be experiencing some resistance or some lack of understanding of the timing of why it hasn't come yet, or like Jimmy was talking about previously, why aren't I on these stages? Why am I missing out? Why am I left out? We can utilize and reconcile that with, for the sake of what do I want that? And when we counteract human nature that lacks the understanding and capability, which creates lack of patience because we don't understand or know the outcomes of today and how they're impacting us, unless we utilize that faith of divine time, then we can ask ourselves for the sake of what. And when we ask ourselves for the sake of what, we stay within the inspiration, we clear the interference, we shorten the distance of resistance, and things aggregate, accelerate, and compound exponentially. And we run through those vision boards faster and faster and faster, and we start seeing how we've limited ourselves with not only our self-image, but the images that our self creates in those vision boards or whatever other tools or journals, et cetera, that we utilize. You will never overachieve your own self-image. Inclusive in that image are the images that we create of ourself and where we want to be or better, inclusive of a vision board. So I want everybody to think about, for the sake of what, when you're not motivated, when you're not inspired, when you're creating resistance, and shorten that distance by thinking to yourself when you wake up and don't want to work out, or you look at a piece of dessert, for the sake of what am I not eating that dessert? For the sake of what am I going to get up and get to the gym? For the sake of what am I flying across the country to inspire thousands of people? For the sake of what am I missing that stage as well? And so by effectuating the meaning behind the vision, we will accelerate, aggregate, and compound, or in other words, shorten the distance of the resistance between I am, and this is what I want people to think I am, or this is what people think I am. And we want to shorten that distance between the two, so what people think I am is actually what I am, and what I am becoming is just a matter of, for the sake of what, or giving meaning to the distance of resistance that we've created through the reaction of fear. Amazing, Eric, and congratulations on your closing. I know we have accelerated that together, and there's many, many more. I look forward to seeing and sharing in your new vision board and creating a higher level of self-image that you can share with our community, our neighborhood of people, of the frequency of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other, and you're one of those members. Nick, let's get right to the next takeaway of the month or day.
Absolutely. We got Chima, who has been patiently waiting. So thank you for your patience, Chima. Feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway of the month.
Yes, thank you. I'm here. I have a takeaway that really impacted me this month from last month. And it's quite unique. I mean, we all remember the Queen died just over a year ago. And I undertook a project in 2012. That was a national project in Nigeria, which we managed to get someone, a little boy, to present two portraits for the Queen. And those portraits are in the Royal Collection. You have to envisage a boy in a village that had never even dreamt of getting on a plane. And it kind of made me think we undervalue our true value, because I'd never valued what I'd done for that boy until last month when I shared in this space and somebody actually went to check on the Royal Collection website and verify what I was saying in my community spotlight. I mentioned about these paintings and that this was his name and you could go and look and this is what you'll find. You should see something there. And the person came back with so much value for me as a person that made me realize I'd done something I never thought I could do. I never even knew it was there until the Queen died. So it made me recognize that we sometimes don't value what we truly have. And I want people to remember that from this point. We have values we never sometimes don't realize. So that was my share.
What a beautiful share that is. And thank you. So many times we were talking when we started this with Glenn Lundy and Ramon and Scott, the similarities between people. But where we live in a value add world, not in the zero sum game, is when we appreciate things, when we appreciate the differences, when we appreciate the outcomes that are protecting, promoting, and loving us, when we appreciate the activities, the productivity, when we appreciate the accessibility to others and the ability to receive and to ask for more. When we appreciate anything, we are giving a meaning of acceleration, aggregation, and compounding of coincidences, consequences, results, and outcomes. Appreciation is gratitude. It takes 0.1 seconds and it's free. It will always provide you an exponentiality in outcomes by taking the perspective and participating in that perspective of light, love, and lessons, of protection, promotion, and love, of finding the meaning that best aligns with your divine direction in the divine time. And it's no accident, as you elevated your awareness by giving and being given and receiving and asking for more and living in abundance, to live in a community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other, that appreciation avails itself in this collective consciousness. And the awareness only comes through an equity and vibration, because we can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or less than us. And so as you have elevated through your giving, through your efforts, through your attention and intention, your own frequency or vibration, you have elevated the awareness to what was already there. And that allows you to, once again, to participate in the appreciation of all that we have, all that exists, and all that you're becoming. You can appreciate the divine time as well as divine direction in which you're accelerating. You can appreciate the aggregation of the people around you and the circumstances and events, outcomes, situations that are protecting, promoting, and loving you. And certainly you can appreciate the gratitude, the adding of value. So live in this value add world, Chima. Continue to elevate your awareness. Continue to give, and you will be given much more. Continue to feel worthy of receiving it and faithful enough to ask for more. Nick of rhyme, Nick of time. Go ahead. Let's bring up the next takeaway, or we could take one. There's so many coming online. I want to thank, we've been doing this for over 24 years, giving free Friday trainings. Over 100,000 people have registered now. Every Friday, the number of people who watch the replays are always available for you. Nick, we can take one online and go back. It's up to you. Go ahead. Guide me, my breakfast of champion Sherpa.
Let's go ahead and take one from online, and then we'll come back here to Clubhouse, and we have Colleen and Glenda that'll be ready for us, okay?
I love it. All right, I'm getting my voice warmed up for the last three episodes of filming for season 6 of Office Hours at the Wynn. We are blessed. We have been blessed with Sirius XM going ahead, and we have our new studio there in the lobby of the Wynn with Sirius XM. Swing by today. We'll be there. But here we go. Nate the Great has, does being a ferocious Buddha mean moving from the heart with inspired action and following your passion? Absolutely. That's the definition that I would align with for being ferocious. The only thing that I would add is the divine time through that activity, that ferocious activity of giving meaning and following your heart, inspired action and following through with that passion, is the biggest detriment to passion and purpose, activities and action. And that's the attachment to the fact that most of us are afraid to admit that we don't know or understand the outcomes, especially when we give a concerted effort. We're afraid to admit that if we give meaning, moving from the heart with inspired action and following our passion, if we give everything, we are afraid to admit that, one, we're not aware of what we're given, and two, that we are afraid to receive it, and we really don't have faith that there's more than enough. And so we give this concerted effort. We do our best. We give 100%. We risk everything. And then we're afraid that we're not going to get what we're promised, that there's not more than enough. And so what do? We attach our emotions to an outcome that we have no control over. We go ahead and create fear through an insecurity that there's not more than enough of everything for everyone. We attach our emotions to a capability that we don't have, a capability of knowing and understanding how the outcome in linear time is somehow related or associated with divine time and divine direction. It is that which is divine in the pure truth and effort, in the passion and purpose, in the pursuit of those systems that create a faithful Buddhist outcome of allowing the outcomes to unravel in their perfect way. And it is fear that drives us to hold on to an outcome, a certain number by the end of the month, a certain outcome of a relationship, a certain outcome of a business deal, a certain outcome of a certain stage, a certain outcome that we're incapable of controlling. What we can control is the meaning, moving from the heart in, with inspired action and following that passion. We can control all of that. We can control the activities of today, the 24 hours of today, but we can't control the outcomes. We cannot even understand the outcomes. We are not capable of knowing the outcomes. Therefore, we create a divine direction towards what we think we want or better. And we do everything we can every single day and utilize the 24 hours that we're guaranteed every day but the last day of our life in order to effectuate what we want or better by doing our best, learning lessons, and having fun. By giving away everything, where we're given everything, where we receive everything, and we ask for more than everything in an infinite loop. An infinite abundant system unified by thought with good intentions, good meaning in the trajectory or divine direction of where we want to be or better, and trying our best to understand and know the reaction to this fear every time we try to attach our emotions to an outcome. What a terrific takeaway, Nate. Nate the Great joining us. Hold up your fingers, everyone, with the number 4. Just like you're the Ohio State Buckeyes winning a championship, hanging on in the fourth quarter, which will happen this season. Although I have heard a tip, look out for UT, Texas. Several people have told me they have a feeling that Texas might win the national championship. I know my friend Ricky Williams will be completely excited to do so. Anyway, nick of rhyme, in the nick of time, take us into the fourth quarter. We got about 12 minutes left.
Absolutely. And as a reminder, everybody, we are here in the fourth quarter for the Power Hour with David Meltzer. I think we both want to take a moment to share some appreciation and gratitude for this incredibly abundant community with the Breakfast with Champions. Shout out to not only everybody tuning in, but of course, the founding father himself, Glenn Lundy. And of course, for Ramon with the I never can even compare in terms of how good of an intro that man does in terms of setting it up each and every week. Exactly. But of course, we do have about 12 minutes left with some more takeaways. I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Colleen for the next one, and then we will come back over to Glenda. So Colleen, feel free to unmute yourself and fire away.
Thank you, Nick. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Okay, my takeaway is the power of being in the right room, doing whatever it takes to find the right people to spend your time with and to learn from. Figure out whatever it takes, whether it's volunteering around the people that you know that you can learn from, or reaching out to them on LinkedIn and just seeing if you can grab a coffee, but getting in those rooms to learn from people that are in the situations that you want to be in. There are so many amazing people in that room last night, just sharing their stories, educating, and the power of connection that happens in a space like that, to me, is just everything. And it's why we build the community that we do. And so Dave, I appreciate being there last night and all the clients that showed up for us as well. It was a fantastic evening.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, whether it was John Assaroff or Forbes Riley or Hunter Cloutis from, you know, the number one show on Netflix, the All-American guys, whether it was, you know, Darren Prince or, you know, Lisa, the professional soccer player, there were so many people there, you know, the founder of MTV and the Kardashians. It was ridiculous. But it's interesting because, you know, my mission is to build a community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. And I believe every room that resonates with you is a room to be in. So whether it was the meetup at In-N-Out Burger, which, you know, we had a gathering outside of Alex Ramosi's office right there at In-N-Out Burger, or holding court. It's amazing. Or a mastermind at SoFi, right? When we had Marcellus Wiley and Meta World Peace and the incredible Marie Diamond from the movie The Secret as well, like John and David Nurse and Dan Fleischman, whatever we're doing, show up to what resonates with you. And even if there's an expense, an investment that's necessary, one of the things that I always do, I want to qualify a room by creating a circumstance that makes people see the value in what we do, but we guarantee the value as well. So I know some people are taken back and they're like, oh, you know, I can't afford this, or I don't want to do this. Look, if it's not a profit center for you, you'll get your money back if it's one of the 5% of the things we actually charge for. And so the Breakfast of Champions, the Ask Me Anythings, the meetups, the Friday trainings, all the things that we do, if you're worried about whether it's worth it or not, come to something for free. But stop living in blame, shame, and justification. Be the sixth man on a better team. And that's why I invite the people that I invite to where we invite, whether it's a meetup, a holding court, a free Friday training, and Ask Me Anything, a Breakfast of Champions, whether it's our Monday networking group or one-on-one coaching, whatever it is, show up to what's comfortable for you, but know that it's going to be quantitatively valuable to show up and be the sixth man. You could be a better point guard by playing sixth man on a better team. And I promise you that what we do will elevate the awareness, and it's proof every time. And last night was a testament to a community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. So there's always an open, guaranteed invitation, not an obligation to anyone. So please join us is all I can ask. And we will provide the right place and the right opportunity in the divine direction, in the divine time, to join our neighborhood of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. And Colleen, your contribution as well last night was incredible. And we also, you know, raised a ton of money for the Unstoppable Foundation with the open hearts, open hands, and open minds of so many of us. So we continually build more villages in Kenya, giving people a greater light and lesson in love, better outcomes and opportunities. And that's part of what our community does as well. Thank you so much once again. Nick of time, let's bring up our next amazing takeaway.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Colleen. And I mean, Eric, Ron, the list goes on from all of these incredible takeaways. Not only do you add so much value to this community, but I think especially on a Friday heading into the weekend, everybody is so grateful to have this community and to be blessed with this abundance of knowledge, lessons, insights, and stories. But with that said, I will go ahead and pass it over to Glenda, who's been patiently waiting. So Glenda, it's great to see you. Happy, happy Friday. Feel free to unmute yourself and share that takeaway.
Happy Friday, and thank you, David and Nick, for providing such a wonderful group and for creating this hour, which has so much wisdom in it. The month of April has given many challenges for myself, and through those challenges have come so many incredible lessons, of which I hold so much gratitude towards. And the biggest takeaway from all of those is you never know who those teachers will be that show up to teach you those lessons, of which the gratitude of how you grow and build even stronger and even wiser. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's brilliant. And when we talk about the zone of genius, I know it's Ramon and Glenn and all of you were participating in, that zone of genius comes from teachers. And teachers come in all forms. They don't necessarily come in a classroom with a teacher's guide. Sometimes those teachers come in the form of struggle, resistance, shortages, voids, obstacles, and mistakes. And they don't always come with a hug. Sometimes they come with a kick in the balls. And sometimes it's the greatest teachers that may appear as the greatest adversaries and the greatest struggles. And I think it's an important lesson in gratitude and forgiveness in order to find, when you have a season of struggle, the light, the love, and the lessons, and see that the season of struggle carries some great teachings, even greater than that of ease. And the more we can identify the dis-ease in our life, the greater the ease will be. And if all we had was ease, eventually our comfort zone would constrict to a point where we wouldn't be able to function. It is that struggle and the seasons of struggles and the teachers that appear in a form in which we don't understand or know that best will provide us the strength and the spirit in which to expand to our higher self, to our better self, and be able and more capable of giving more so that we're given more, so that we can receive more and ask for more. And I appreciate the season of struggle that you may have experienced in April. And I look forward to you sharing the lessons that that teacher has given you in April that will allow the Mayflowers to blossom for you. God bless you, Glenda, and appreciate you coming in and sharing and being vulnerable with what we all experience, which is a season of struggle, and the lessons and the teachings that we experience through that as well. Nick of time. I think we have just about a nick of time and a nick of rhyme to bring one more unbelievable takeaway of the month slash day for us. Nick, go ahead.
Absolutely. To round us out with this incredible power hour, I'm going to pass it over to Serafina. Serafina, happy Friday. Feel free to unmute yourself and share that takeaway.
Hello. Happy Friday, everyone. Thanks for calling me. So my takeaway is pretty simple, but it's from the book, The Four Agreements, and it's to not make assumptions. Sometimes I feel like I can be a mind reader, read people's brains, but that is not the case. And just learning to communicate effectively and ask those hard questions that you don't want to ask, because those are the ones that are going to reveal the truth and those honest answers. So just finding the courage to ask questions to people and kind of looking at it in a different view of not to make assumptions about other people's lives and ask those hard questions.
I love it. I call it trusting and vetting. And so many times, and there's an old saying, since you're so young, you know, if we make assumptions, you make an ass of you and me. But within the context of making an ass of you and me and the assumptions comes the idea of trusting everyone, including yourself. And when we trust everyone, including yourself, then that dissipates the unease or dis-ease of asking hard questions, of vetting, of asking uncomfortable questions that not only expose people for lying, cheating, manipulating, overselling, back-end selling, but moreover, and most of the time, what it helps with is the unintentional miscommunication. And so a lot of times we don't ask uncomfortable or clarifying questions. We don't utilize the trust in those relationships by vetting the circumstance to create stable data or connection to and through yourself by asking those questions. And 90% of the time, people are not lying, cheating, manipulating, overselling, or back-end selling unintentionally or intentionally. They are unintentionally miscommunicating. And by creating those clarifying questions, by trusting everyone, by not assuming you know exactly why somebody's doing that to you or through you or for you or whatever you may assume, simply ask. Simply create a clarifying situation. Create the dis-ease of communication by asking the uncomfortable, by utilizing and clarifying with everyone what's going on. And I call it a trust and vet process that allows you to dissipate the assumptions that are made so you don't make an ass of you and me. What a great takeaway to end on. Happy birthday, Serafina. She's 21 years old. She's rocking and rolling. And it was a blessing to celebrate your birthday, Forbes Riley's birthday, with 100 people last night at our VIP dinner for Office Hours Season 6. I want to thank everyone that shows up to everything that we do, whether it be the dinners, the meetups, the holding courts, the free Friday trainings, the Mondays Ask Me Anythings, the lives that we do, all that we try, and please show up to more. We will be in Las Vegas today at the Sirius XM studio in the lobby of the Wynn. Tomorrow I'll be at Limitless. Come and join Ed Milet, myself, Jim Quick, Lewis House, and the incredible David Goggins, and many, many, many more at the Delta Center. There'll be thousands of us there speaking and sharing. I know I get to see Glenn Lundy. We'll see who else shows up to give me a hug because I need one from my dear friends here, especially the members of this community. And then we'll be rocking and rolling to many other cities. So come and join us on Monday back in Las Vegas. Be my guest at a VIP dinner. I will be hosting that for you. Just email me. I'd love to have you join us there on Monday night. And then we'll move on, I think, to Oregon and New York and Atlanta and Miami and New York and SoFi Stadium for a one-day mastermind. We had an incredible one with Marcellus Wiley and Meta World Peace and David Nurse and Marie Diamond. And it's amazing the people that come to share. Oh, I'm going over. I apologize. Anyway, it's great takeaways of the day. Take them with you. Remember, capture all that resonates with you. Most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self. Do good deeds. Nick of Rhyme, Nick of Time. Close out the room.
Absolutely. And I want to say thank you not only to David for, of course, taking the time each and every week, but of course to the incredible community that is the Breakfast with Champions for showing up and empowering all of us with whether it's takeaways, questions, and everything galore. As David mentioned, right, he has an incredible schedule coming up. Make sure to email him directly, david@dmeltzer.com, or join that text community so you get the reminders on where he will be. And that text community is 949-298-2905. Of course, both can be found in the room chat. David will be back here in the Breakfast with Champions this upcoming Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a little bit of Ask Me Anything. And of course, back next Friday as well, 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern for his Power Hour. In the meantime, have an incredible rest of your Friday and weekend ahead, everybody, and officially passing over the mic to Aria for her incredible Power Hour. Thanks so much.